Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Mercy Health must extend mercy and accept religious exemptions. That's what we're going to be talking about today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Roger Ganim. Well, Liberty Counsel, we sent a demand letter to Mercy Health, which is in Springfield, Missouri, on behalf of 14 employees and many others who have been unlawfully denied religious exemption from the COVID shot mandate without explanation or ability to appeal. Now, Roger, how does a healthcare system even get away with this? Isn't this illegal?
Absolutely. Any employer with 15 or more employees in the United States is covered by federal law, Title VII, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of religion. And that means that each one of these hospitals, including Mercy Health and others that have come up with their own COVID shot mandates, they must provide an accommodation to any employee who has a sincerely held religious objection to the shot. And by simply denying the request, not giving an explanation, not giving the employee an opportunity to, to kind of have a process to actually get them the accommodation that they're entitled to, it is illegal. It violates Title VII. And unfortunately, we're seeing this all over the country.
And you know what's shocking to me, Roger, is that Mercy Health is founded by the Sisters of Mercy. That means it has a Catholic foundation, a religious foundation. Their healthcare workers aren't required to be Catholic. However, many of these employees have sincerely held religious beliefs against these COVID shots. We all know that all three of them currently are either produced by, derived from, manufactured with, tested on, developed with, or make profit from aborted fetal cell lines. So these employees have sincerely held religious beliefs that life is sacred from the moment of conception, abortion is the murder of an innocent human, which violates scripture, and they don't want this in their bodies.
Yeah, that's right. We've seen this as probably the most common religious objection to receiving one of the COVID shots is the connection to aborted fetal cell lines. Different Christians, different believers of different faiths can decide to draw the line of conscience in different places. But when an employee has a sincerely held belief that receiving one of these shots would be sinful, would violate the commands and the dictates of Scripture, then that employee's faith should be accommodated by the employer. And it's important to note here that the law protects personal sincerely held beliefs. It's not required that any employee's beliefs match up with an established denomination or match up with a statement from any particular religious leader.
Right, they can't dissect what your faith is, right?
That's right. As long as the beliefs are sincerely held, that should be the end of the inquiry by the employer. Now, of course, if the employer has some kind of factual information in hand that would show that the employee isn't being truthful, the employer can use that. But that's only going to happen in very rare situations. Unfortunately, what we're seeing from Mercy and many others is a really cynical, kind of an almost hostile approach where they just assume that you're lying if you ask for a religious exemption, and then they proceed along that assumption and throw up every obstacle and roadblock that they can to prevent having to grant the exemption that's legally required.
Yeah, that's what's shocking to me. I mean, this is a so-called Catholic healthcare system. When our clients filed their religious exemptions, then they came back and insisted on more information and then more explanation of the employee's religious beliefs, although the original religious exemption provided ample explanation. And many times, Mercy demanded more explanation, which for some clients seemed as if nothing was going to be sufficient to satisfy their so-called review committee.
Yeah, again, unfortunately, we're seeing this in lots of cases where a company will establish a process that where every request for exemption is met with more questions. And the idea is, or seems to be, to discourage the employee from even continuing to seek the exemption, or to simply run out the clock, to force the employee to the point where the employee has to make a decision, either get the shot that would violate my sincerely held beliefs or be fired. And the companies are counting on the fact that that many employees won't see a way out and will simply violate their conscience because they can't afford not to have a job. They can't afford to have no way to feed their families. And so, like I said, it's very cynical and just reeks of bad faith by these employers who are throwing up every obstacle to a legitimate request for religious exemption. A note here. It may be the case that a small number of people will try to take advantage of this system, who maybe their beliefs aren't really religious. Right. But it is not for the employer to treat everyone as if they're not telling the truth, right, in order to root out the dishonest minority who might try to take advantage of these policies.
You know, and let's not forget, I mean, these healthcare employees are heroes. They worked every day, especially last year and through this year during COVID. They worked every day with reasonable accommodations. And all of a sudden, this healthcare system, Mercy Health, is saying, no, wait, you have to have this COVID shot in order to continue what you've been doing for the past year and a half.
Yeah, it's really surprising here that at Liberty Counsel, we've received requests and pleas for help from so many in the healthcare industry. And it's not like these are people who are, quote, anti-science or, you know, anti-medicine or, you know, uneducated. We're talking about medical professionals who have seen firsthand exactly what COVID-19 does to people. And yet they still make the decision for themselves that they would rather not take one of these shots, one of these new untested for, you know, in the long term shots that are being forced on them now. And the fact of the matter is for the better part of 2 years, these employees were called heroes, and they worked under conditions where they would take extra precautions to keep everyone safe. There's absolutely no reason why they can't continue to do that. In fact, we've seen all over the country, honest and upstanding employers have granted exemption requests and allowed those employees to continue their jobs by continuing to take extra precautions to keep everyone safe. There's no reason why that can't be done everywhere.
Right. And in fact, we've got, so that's in Missouri. So let's go over to Illinois. We also sent a demand letter to North Shore University Health System on behalf of 14 healthcare workers and numerous others. And this is the shocking thing that they've done. They previously granted exemptions for some employees, but then denied them in mid-September. And those denials were either without explanation or because the request failed to meet some so-called evidence-based criteria that North Shore never provided the employees in advance. North Shore then not only gave employees 3 business days to file an appeal without stating what was missing in the application, and in that appeal, North Shore apparently judged the validity of their religious beliefs by requiring them to include their entire vaccination history since the age of 18. However, North Shore never requested the employees to provide that previously. Their entire vaccination history, Roger?
This one is really egregious. And what you have here is an entity, North Shore University Health System, that is passing judgment, first of all, on the validity of people's religious beliefs based on how North Shore University views those beliefs. And that is absolutely illegal. And the idea of going back to decide whether their past history includes taking other vaccines or other medicines or anything like that, again, this is just calculated to discourage people from seeking an exemption, as if a person's religious beliefs are set when they're, you know, children and never change or evolve or mature over time. The fact is, COVID has caused many people to take an intensely new and in-depth view of their health. And when these vaccines first came onto the market, people are taking a long and hard look at them before putting them in their bodies. And they're discovering things about how these vaccines are made that they probably didn't realize for a lot of their life from other vaccines that have been around a long time and have track records. So it shouldn't surprise anyone that in 2021, people are taking a close look at COVID shots and learning what's in them and deciding, you know, that these are going to violate my religious beliefs.
please go to our website, lc.org/exempt. We've got a video there. We have a sample religious exemption letter. We have all kinds of resources, as well as you can apply for legal help if you are under one of these. So that's Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.